Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get...
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Dr. Craig Roach is here. Craig is someone I've met in the past, and he's new to the show. He's the founder and president of Boston Pacific Company, the author of an award-winning, a gold medal award-winning book, folks, Simply Electrifying, the Technology that transformed the world from Benjamin Franklin to Elon Musk. So, again, Craig, thanks again. Congratulations on receiving this award. Much deserved. Folks, this is a fascinating book. Your kids, I know kids don't like to read history much anymore, but it's very well written. And anybody who has electricity should know about where all this came from. And Craig, in the past, in the previous segment, we talked about the history of a little bit of the history of electricity, the history of the current wars, the fact that Tesla and Westinghouse won the war against Edison by winning the alternating current war, which is what we have now. That's where we have a centralized power production and distribution, right?
Right.
And so right. now you have maybe one or two power production operations in a large community. That's with AC. If it was DC, there might be 100, right, in a community. So talk to us about where you think electricity is today. What is the current landscape of electricity look like? Is there anything new? Yeah. Is there anything that we need to know about? And then we'll talk about the future.
Sure. Right now, the Westinghouse Tesla system, we call it the grid. It's those big power plants and big power lines that we see along the highways. And the grid has proven itself to be a great innovation. It's made power available and affordable by most people. So the grid is well established. What's happening is that the grid served the goal of the day, which was to get electric power to people. But today we have some changing goals, and I would say that that's why we're revisiting the notion of whether we should have a centralized system or what we call local power. And one of the new goals is what I call doorstep reliability, which means that we as businesses and at home, we want the electricity to be coming to our house to keep our computers running, our lights on, no matter what's happening outside, no matter right. what kind of weather we're having, no matter whether we're under increased risk of cyber attack. And because of that new goal, we've come back to the notion of, well, should we have the grid or should we have local power? Should we have personal power? The most publicized example is Elon Musk's attempt to put solar electric generators on our roof and a storage device in our garage. And that's in a quick way to say where the industry's having its big debate right now.
Well, of course, that's not going to happen. Maybe not, probably not in my lifetime. That kind of capability, I don't think is going to happen in my lifetime. Not just the technology, but the adoption. I mean, those are the kinds of things that the adoption is going to take a long time to happen. That's changing the way people behave. How, in your opinion, you're a pro, you're as much of a pro as I've ever spoken to on this issue. How much at risk is our current grid right now? How much is it really at risk?
I think right now we have the capability to provide power at the peak times of the year. I think we need to harden the grid against attacks, either increasingly bad weather attacks or again, cyber attacks. That's something. That's the new concern.
Right.
How concerned
are you about the exposure, about the weakness, the susceptibility of our grid to some kind of a bad actor? How concerned are you about that? What does that keep you up at night?
I think it should keep us vigilant. I think we need to understand how to deal with it. These are cyber attacks, especially, are a new thing, and it's the risk is for real, but we know how to handle it. We know how to reroute power in time.
You know, this is the 15th. Next month is the 15th anniversary of the brownout, the 8-state brownout in 2003. And
yep.
and that was a squirrel in a transformer, basically in Ohio, that cascaded into an 8-state brownout for several days. Did we learn anything from that?
I think we really did. We were at that time. You're right that it was a small problem that turned into a giant problem because it wasn't managed well, and at the time. You know, when we diagnosed the problem there, we said in a phrase, we said it's trees, tools, and training. That they were right. The problems. And
so you think we're less? I've got to wrap it up. Do you think quickly? Do you think we're less susceptible to that 15 years later now than we were?
I think we are. We're much better at managing the grid, complex grid today.
Craig, I need your website quickly, please.
CraigRoach.com.
All right, CraigRoach.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.